You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, of course. And today I am broadcasting from sunny but a little chilly Atlanta, Georgia, sometimes known as the ATL. So happy that you've joining me from all over the world. And I can say with all of the faith that's on the inside of me that guess what? I believe that your life will never be the same again after listening to this recording. So you might be saying to yourself, well, Constance, how in the world can you say that? Because I believe that this show is really ordained by the Spirit and that if you're listening to this show, that you've been drawn to it. It's something that you've been seeking to really receive those downloads. Well, I am doing really well here in the ATL. Hey, that rhymes. I didn't know that. Some of my listeners in Europe and in London, they just sort of mark me with my southern accent. And they sort of say, you sound so southern when you say ATL. But you know, Atlanta is the new Hollywood. So they call it the Hollywood of the South. So that's enough about me bragging on my wonderful city. I have a great show for you today. Yours truly, da-da, I'm going to be teaching on how to act as if, or how to act and be as if. As if what, Constance? As if your manifestation was already in your life. So we're going to be talking about that, really sharing with you an example with an individual who really desires a certain intention to manifest at the end of the year. So you're going to be getting the practical example, and then I'm going to be sharing with you some principles. All right, everybody, follow me on social media, on Instagram, LOA Constance, on Facebook, Coach with Constance. You'll get a chance to see me just in a different way, pictures, short videos, and of course, go to my YouTube channel, Constance Arnold, and subscribe to my channel. Also, I want you to send out my show link on your social media pages so that your friends and your coworkers can really be blessed, inspired, and motivated like you are. Is there anything else? Africa, Nigeria, that's right. I am coming to Africa in August to really teach my Success from the Inside Out conference. More details will be coming later on. I'm excited about it. I've never been to Africa. And lastly, make sure you visit my website. You'll get a chance to take a look at my coaching packages. There are so many ways you can coach with me. You can do the VIP coaching where you fly in and we spend an entire day together, or we can do VIP coaching via Skype or Zoom. You can do group coaching with me, or you can do individual one-on-one coaching with me. Have somebody call me the other day and they were doing an interview. So I just did an hour. She purchased one session, and we just coached for an hour, and I helped her because I used to be director of personnel. So I certainly understand what employers are looking for. So visit that website. And while you're on there, I'm going to really thank you in advance for your donation. I'm giving you first class experts, information, revelation, and I know you want to give back. And what I will do with the donation is I will use it as I'm going to Africa to really give away my books free to help people who are less fortunate than you. So just click the red donate button, or you can always cash app me at $ Constance Arnold, no space. All right, I have a special guest with me. Miss Keyshawn is on the line, and she's going to come on and talk to all of you about what her experience was like when she attended my group coaching Success from the Inside Out seminar. Because this upcoming week, I'm having my third seminar here in Atlanta. And boy, I can tell you about it, but to hear somebody else's experience is something else. Well, Keyshawn, how you doing?
Hi, Miss Constance. I am wonderful. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I'm going to let you have the floor. It's yours, young lady. Share
Oh, wow.
with listeners what was your experience like when you attended my last seminar?
Yes, well, in one word, it was incredible. I had an incredible experience from the start to the finish. It seemed like time was just moving so quickly, but yet we were gaining so much great information and connecting with each other in such a powerful way. It was just a beautiful experience. If I was to use words to describe how I felt the whole time, I felt connection. I felt the inklings of transformation happening within me. I was able to see it in others, how we started the day and how we ended towards the end of the day. We were different people, and I also felt that in myself. I felt inspired. I felt like we were in the flow. It was a spiritual experience, and then also it was one that was just really impactful in so many ways, and I could feel it in the presence, in the moment, but then walking away from it, what is it, almost a month? I can't believe it's almost a month later. I'm seeing how things are moving forward for me, and I know that it's due to what we were doing, the work that we did that day. It just was an incredible experience.
Well, it's really group coaching. It's a group
Yes.
coaching seminar. And so let's talk about the environment. What did you think about the environment and
Oh,
how was
wow.
that conducive for
Yes.
learning and growing and being vulnerable?
Well, the location itself is beautiful. It was easy to get to as I drove down the streets and they were winding, and I pulled up to the gate, and the gate attendant, right from the very moment, was very welcoming, directed me right to the space because I had never been to this country club before, but it was very easy to get to, which made me happy. I parked and saw this beautiful building, walked up a winding staircase to get to the library room where we were, and I heard laughter. I heard your voice and instantly felt comforted. And then as I walked up the stairs, then I saw the beautiful, delicious spread of food and drinks, and I just felt right at home because I'm always hungry. And so I was happy to see that I could have something delicious to eat. And then walking into the room, it was just a grand yet intimate room. It was a round table, and to me, just the circle, like it just and just embodies and symbolizes connection. So we were all sitting around this big, beautiful maple wood, or I don't know what kind of wood it was, table. And I took my seat, and everyone was smiling. And it was like this, I don't want to even say nervous, but it was like an anticipatory type of energy in the room. And we were connecting and talking and opening ourselves up to each other right from the very beginning. It
Yeah,
was
we
a
were.
room, yes, full of women, and we just connected instantly. And the location was beautiful. I think it just set the atmosphere for comfort. I felt safe, which was really, I felt even more than safe. I just felt like I could really be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it was just very comfortable, very comforting and beautiful. It was really, really good.
So what about the notebook that I
Oh,
handed out
yes.
and the work in the notebook? How did
Yes.
you feel about that?
Well, first of all, we had the notebook, but we were not to take notes in the very beginning. And so, you know how sometimes when you go to a seminar or a workshop or experience, you just right away, as the speaker and presenter is speaking, you get to taking notes because you don't want to forget anything. But I feel like starting in the way that we did, it really made us be fully present. And so once we did open the notebook, wow, there were some powerful worksheets in there that got right to the good stuff real fast. It was like got real deep. Things that helped us, prompts that helped us to start to identify and really work through what our limiting beliefs were, which I'll honestly say, those always give me hesitations. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to go there. But we went there. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that we did, because it's directly tied to me being able to get to my goals. I have to identify where I'm starting, what types of things are underneath that are possibly, well, are limiting me being able to get to that next level. And so we talked about that. We scripted what our future selves are, which felt really good. Mm-hmm. And it felt good to take that whole journey within the notebook. And it's something that I've continued to do over this month, just looking back at it, continue to write in it as things are coming to me. So it's really great to have this as a tool and a resource walking away from that great experience.
Well, you know, I understand, and I didn't even know anything about it, that you all started a little side group.
We did! Oh, yes.
And so essentially, listeners, what happened was that the group was so connected that yes. I think yours truly over there, Ms. Ms. Keyshawn, started
a support. Oh, you heard about that?
I heard through the grapevine. but you're the one to do it. And so they started a side group to stay connected after the group.
Oh my, I'm getting a little teary eyed. I didn't know that you knew.
I know everything.
You do. I don't even know why I thought I could. Not that I was trying to hide it, but I was inspired. I wanted to stay in that energy. It just felt so good to me. And I wanted to continue what we had started there. And yes, we just started with the WhatsApp, started a group. Everybody who was able to join, not everybody wanted to. It was everyone's choice, whether or not you were ready. They were ready and wanted to continue these kind of conversations. And we actually just had a call. We just set this up organically, just a call to check mm-hmm. in and go through our notebooks together. And we did. And it was wonderful. It was powerful. I really see how this is going to be essential. I'll be able to look back at this and see how it got me directly towards where I want to go in 2020 and beyond.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
And so everybody listening, this is the last week. And on January the 25th, I'm going to be having my third seminar, coaching group with only 10 people. And I'm calling it clearing up your stuff, clarifying, getting clear about what you want, and then creating. And so basically it's from 10 to 3 here in the ATL. You can go to my website. It's only $99. I'm going to have a welcome packet for you and help you to get laser specific on what you want, help you to deal with your challenges, change your mindset, etc., and then develop a personalized plan of action. And it's only $99. And Dr. Barbara Franklin has so graciously she's going to pay for one person who might not, cannot afford that. So email me at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and let me know if you're that person. But really quickly, Keyshawn, what would you say about the payment? $99. It's worth $999.
100%. That is a fact. You are telling the truth right now. That was another thing that was just, it's hard to put into words the value that we got out of this. It was incredible. I mean, it makes me giddy thinking about it. It's just not something that I could ever, I can't thank you enough for what you're offering. It's really a gift. That's exactly what it is.
So talk to somebody who might be thinking about it and, you know, talk to those people.
Yes. Well, I just want to say this. I listened to your show and have listened for over a year now, and I'm so glad that I've been able to experience you in person. It is a different energy and blessing that has come over my life since being able to be in your presence and be under your tutelage in person. It is an extraordinary experience and gift. And I just want to say, someone who has been on your show several times, Noah St. John, I actually heard him on another show. I'm a very avid podcast listener.
Okay.
And the one piece of advice that he gave to anyone who wants to have a transformation is to go to a live event. He said for himself personally, that is how he has made quantum leaps in his life, is through live events. If he had one piece of advice to give anyone. And so I totally connected with that. I said, I am in the midst of my quantum leap right now because of the live events that I have attended with you. So that's what I would say to anyone. It's something about listening and connecting. electronically and all these digital ways that we have to connect is wonderful in this world that we live in right now. But it's something about that in-person connection, that spirit, the atmosphere that's created, the environment, the connections that are made, it's untouchable. And you will get your quantum leap. You will. I just believe it.
You know, it is. And I'm pretty funny in person, right?
You are. on the phone, in person, absolutely. You're fun. Yeah.
I'm different in person because, and James Powers, my mentor, always tells me that I'm my best in person. I'm used to being on the platforms of the world, but I like these small intimate groups. And Keyshawn said, the room itself, it's like a little cocoon.
It is. And transformation happens in that environment. And it did for me. It did.
It does. And so if you're ready for a change, if you're ready for something different, and if you're led by the spirit, you have to know within yourself that I really want to do this. And I tell people, if you live in Alabama, Tennessee, you're 3-4 hours away, get another girlfriend. Y'all take a road trip. You can be here early in the morning and you can be back home in your bed because we finish exactly at 3. That's intentional by the evening. And, I want to help people really get clear about what they want. You know, like Keyshawn jokingly said, she didn't want to deal with limiting beliefs. I mean, nobody does, but it's really those limiting beliefs that when you can clear those babies out of the way and you create your new mindset, your new paradigm, your new perspective, it's easier to really manifest in 2020. And as I said, I think it was last week, if you want something different, you have to really do something different. And Keyshawn, thank you so much for sharing. Y'all going to hear more of Keyshawn later on. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you so much.
Mom is the word. She's a powerful woman. And fact that she felt led to, after the group was over with, to really connect everybody together. My first group did the same thing because it's a powerful connection because you are connecting spirit to spirit. You have an opportunity to really be in my presence so that you can receive my one-on-one signature coaching, but also you're connecting. We miss that. You're connecting with other people. And thank you for sharing what Noah St. John said. I believe in that. It's something very powerful about being in person. And I think that's it. So if you want to come, but you don't have the money, Dr. Barbara Franklin, thank you, Dr. Barbara, said, I want to sponsor someone or pay it forward. Then you can email me and kind of let me know what's going on with you. And once again, that's Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And I guess the last thing I want to say is really the spirit, really, Keyshawn, just brought in my mind again. Start doing small groups again, because I did small groups two decades ago, and I know the power of group dynamics. And so that's why I am about serving people, you know, just kind of like in small intimate groups. Like, I'm still going to be doing my big thing because I'm going to Africa and going to be speaking to all of them. It is amazing.
Wow.
And so I'm going to be in Nigeria. You'll probably Port Harcourt and Lagos and all of those places. So I'm still going to be on the big platforms. But this is for you. This is my gift to you. This is me paying it forward. So you have 1 week. So go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I look forward to seeing you here in person in the ATL. And like Keyshawn said, we have good little snacks, and then we're going to eat downstairs in the country club lounge and just really have a great time. So I thank you again, Keyshawn. So everybody, we're going to go to these commercials, and then I'm going to be right back teaching you how to begin to live your life as if what you desire had already manifested. So stay tuned.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back, and today I felt led to teach on how to act and be as if. You've heard a lot about how to live in the in or how to act as if. So I'm going to walk you through that. And so the first thing I'm going to do is just make a quick intro. And then I have one of my clients on the line. She's a brave soul, and she's going to walk through the whole how to act as if, and then I'm going to come back and teach you. So I'm giving you the example or the practice example first, and then I'm going to walk back and give you some of the principles. So really quickly, we all know that at the beginning of 2020, we set our goals. And so the question is, how can you stay aligned, stay in the same energy and the vibration of what you want? How can you begin to act as if it's already done in 2020 when possibly in your physical realm it hasn't shown up yet? How can, when you pray, you believe you receive, and the believe you receive part is what we're going to be talking about today. So instead of just letting our minds go crazy and all over the place, I'm going to show you how you can act as if with this example and intentionally direct your thoughts, your feelings, your words, and just stay aligned with whatever you desire in 2020. So the one way to do it is to script it or write it down. We're going to show that. And then we know that when you script, it's in the present tense. And then another way is to declare it or read it out loud with emotion. You can record that, and that will help you to visualize and to stay in the vibration of it's already done, or acting as if and being as if, or living in the end. So, Michelle, are you here?
I'm here.
Thank you for being a brave soul.
Thanks for having me.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, just relax. And so I'm going to have Michelle share one of her main intentions. So which intention are you going to talk about today?
To find love.
Okay, to find love. And that, she's so sweet. You guys, if you're listening out there, email me if you're looking for a good woman. And so I have one guy, and every time I put a picture of me with one of my clients, he sends me an email, Constance, is she single? I mean, every time. So Michelle is beautiful. She's spiritual. She's smart. So you guys out there internationally, email me. So Michelle, what I want you to do, Michelle, is to share with me or read from your notes what your life is going to look like at the end of 2020. So we are pretending or acting as if this is 2021. So you go ahead, and so the first thing that we are demonstrating is you need to write down or script what you want your life to look and feel like, and scripting and reading and declaring and decreeing is a way to act as if. So go ahead, Michelle.
Okay.
What is your life going to be? So Michelle, It's 2021 and you found love.
Yes, yes. I am so happy now that I have love in my life. I've met the man of my dreams. He is smart, fun, successful, funny, kind, conscious, and generous.
You must be so happy. Those are all of the characteristics that I remember you sharing with me that you really desired in a man.
Yes, and I'm so happy I've met him.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much fun hiking. We have such deep, meaningful conversations on our hikes.
Keep going. So it sounds like that you guys have a lot in common. That's really important because I know how much you love exercising, staying physically fit, and he just loves hiking like you do?
Yes, he does.
Wow,
it's beautiful.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
When we are together, time stands still. Mm. We love to travel, and we are planning our next trip to New Zealand.
Wow, that's an interesting place. Why did you guys choose New Zealand?
Because it's beautiful and it has all of the outdoor activities that we love to do together.
Okay.
We've already traveled to Hawaii and Scotland.
Wow. How was that?
It was beautiful. We saw beautiful scenery, met interesting people, ate great food. It was wonderful.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. We travel so well together. We both love to see all the sights, and we both love to experience different cultures and learn new history.
That's important.
We love to cook together, and we always try new recipes.
Wow. So I didn't know you were a good cook. Are you a gourmet cook, or is he a gourmet cook, Michelle?
He's teaching me a lot.
Oh, that must be fun and sexy and exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful dog. Maybe the dog can meet Angel sometime.
That would be nice. What kind of dog is it?
It's a medium-sized mutt.
Okay.
We love to take the dog for long walks, and we love to play with the dog. We love to try out new restaurants around town, and we always make time for date night.
Wow. That's important. Share with the listeners one of your more interesting date nights. Was it a romantic dinner or what was it?
Yes, a romantic dinner and followed by mini golf because
okay.
We love to play games.
Okay. Wow, that sounds like just a perfect match for you, Michelle.
Thank you. And that's all I have written.
Wow, you know, I am so happy for you. I know how much you really desired love, Michelle. And it sounds like that this man is a perfect match for you.
Yes.
And I can really hear the love in your voice and the excitement and the energy of love. And I am so happy for you.
Thank you, Constance.
Okay, that's just exhibit A of what I would want listeners to do. So, Michelle, how did you feel reading that?
I felt excited, and when you asked me questions, it felt so real.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And so I'm going to go to part B of this. So, Michelle, who do you need to be in order to really manifest that at the end of 2020? So we're acting and being as if. So I'm going to give you a little clue. So Michelle is single right now, but you could hear that as she read what she had scripted out, it was in the present tense. It was filled with emotion. She took it off of the paper and began to declare it and decree it in the universe. And I spoke back to her. We added our energy. So one thing that Michelle might begin to do to be the thing that she desires, it might be something as simple as every day I'm going to make up my bed, because when you get married, you make up your bed every day.
Mm-hmm.
You get the discipline of doing that. What else can you think of that you could begin to be? You said I'm the coach, right? Okay, let me give you something else. You might begin to just be aware of how tidy your house is. You know, be aware of how clean your car is. You know, be aware of when you go to the grocery store, you might begin, I want you to begin to think about, I wonder what would he like. I wonder if he would like this kind of food. You may want to, you see how you're being mm-hmm. and really living in the possibility of you're not only acting, but you're being as if.
Right.
You may want to begin researching Hawaii. Go online, call and talk to some of the resorts in Hawaii to find out, you know, what kind of amenities they have, you know, what places do they have close by that you can hike, researching the hiking trails in New Zealand. Can you see how you're not only acting, but you're being the thing?
Right.
Right. Ask me any questions, Michelle.
So how often should I do this? Every day? Couple times a day?
I would say every day. And okay. So, hey, since I don't live with you and you live in Colorado, I would say record it on your phone. And as you're driving to work, just hear yourself talking it. And I, in my own mind, I saw you in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you in Hawaii. I saw you hiking. I saw you two in the kitchen cooking the gourmet food. Did you see that and feel that?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so in that way, when March comes, you won't be saying, oh my God, Constance, I'm believing it ain't nothing happened, because you're putting yourself in the energy of what you desire. And the more you stay in the energy of that, like energy attracts like energy. So mm-hmm. you're actually creating from the consciousness of I already have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say every day I would record it and listen to it. And add to it, you know, maybe add to it that, you know, you guys love to go to the bookstore and read books on the law of attraction or whatever you want to. If you have a trusted friend, I would share with that person and have them engage with you and become a part of your consciousness, that consciousness. So what you just did was you were intentionally directing your thoughts, mm-hmm. your feelings, and your emotions. So I'm going to ask you a question. After doing this exercise, would it be easier for you to visualize that now?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
And so for people who sometimes it's hard for me, when you script or write down, choose one area that you want to focus in on, you write it down, you put it in the present tense, you add as much color and details as you can. Then you read it out loud, you listen to it. You see, Michelle, we're using all of our senses.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing it, we're saying it, we're hearing it, and it puts you in the vibration or of acting as if and being as if.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say to you. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, this has been great. This has been really helpful.
Yes. And so the same thing happens if you want money, if you want your new job. So every day you're going to do this every day, no matter how you feel. And a great example of that would be me before I had any clients 20 years ago. You guys have heard me say I had this big, gigantic calendar on my wall, and I would put fake names in there, Jane, Mary Smith, and all of the above. And I would see myself saying, oh my God, I have so many clients. I have so many clients I can refer some of them to my colleagues. And I saw that that big calendar, Michelle, and I told my friends about it. I had someone to engage with me. I proclaimed it. I decreed it. And when I look at my calendar now, some days I'm like, oh my God, the overflow. So everything that I have gotten, I have used Mark 11:23. When you pray, believe you receive. And so what I had Michelle to do this whole time, she's going to be believing she receives it. And she's not trying to make something happen. She's simply putting herself in the vibration of what she wants. It's a great tool that you can use. And she's beautiful. I'm telling you guys, y'all better email me. She's beautiful. And so, Michelle, this will help you. You live in Colorado on snowy days when you're stuck in the house. And yeah, because it's snowing, this will really help you to stay focused. You got it?
I got it. Thank you.
And I'm going to say, out of all of my clients, Michelle was the first client. You know, a lot of my clients are married. And I wanted a female because I get a lot of emails around women, from women, about attracting genuine love. And I just feel that it's of the spirit that you were the one to really participate in this example. By the way, you did a great job.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having me. I love your show.
Thank you. So everybody, so now I'm going to talk to you about, I'm going to share some principles with you. So check out the principles. Get your pad and your pencil out. It's just something about writing. Get your iPad out if you can type as fast as I'm talking, and take down these principles. So let me break down the principle for you of acting and being as if. I felt like Michelle really was a great demonstration of that. So let me preface it with this. We already know that God desires for you to manifest, you know, whatever your intentions are. You know, God is the one who gave you those desires. And so what I am doing is giving you one tool that will help keep you aligned with the desires of your heart. And even in my own life personally, this week I had a situation. I'm working on a special project and it just seemed like nothing was really working out for me. I became frustrated. I began to think a certain way, and then I'm like, hold up, girlfriend. And then I went back and pulled out my intention that I had written in present tense. How do I know that this event is going to end? What is it going to look, feel, and be like? And just for like 20 minutes, I put myself in my chair, in my office. I put myself in the being place as if it had already happened, because in the spirit realm, it has. And it just calmed my little self down. And the universal principles, ladies and gentlemen, is in the fifth dimension world, in heaven, in the invisible realm, all things are already done. If you're a Christian, it is the finished work of Christ. And so I'm giving you this too, so you can act as and then be, or you may call it living from the end. And it's just to help you to stay aligned, to calm your emotions down, to keep your vision and your visualization really only on what you desire. And it really keeps you in the vibration of the being that you desire. And that being place and that living from the in vibration actually attracts it to you. So I say this, you're going to be thinking and feeling something this year and running something across your mind. So why not intentionally decide what that's going to look like? You know, in the Bible, even in Mark 11:23-24, it says, when you pray, believe you receive. And as I said to Michelle, we're dealing with the believing part. Believing, you know, that's a verb that's active. So when you believe you receive something, you're in the energy of it and you're like, I have it now. Faith says, I have it now, it's mine. Hope says, I'm going to get it. So faith is in the now. Faith is in the present tense. So when you're acting as if your language changes, your vision, your words, you're not talking to your friend. Oh my God, when is this going to happen? This makes the fifth year I've been believing for that. No. You are what? You're in the now. I call it the eternal now. Alrighty. So pretending or acting as if somebody said, I don't want to pretend. Well, you're pretending now, you know, and I like to use maybe more acting as if or living from your dream or living in the end. So when you are living from it or being the thing or acting from the end, you already have the thing and you become the desire that you're trying to manifest. And so it's like you get in the vibration of, I already have this. It's mine now. And then the universe, your subconscious says, he already has this. She already has wealth. Let me bring more to them. You know, I remember when Shante Javon Taylor shared, she's a neuroscientist, that when your brain believes that you have something, I think it's the frontal lobe begins to search out. How can we get him more of this? How can we get her more of this? So acting as if is a powerful tool. So when you are acting as if, what it does is it really keeps you from looking at and keeping your attention away from what's missing. Why hasn't that happened? When is it going to show up? Because your attention, your emotions, and all of your feelings are on what is. So once again, it puts you in the vibration of I already have it, acting and being as if. I feel like it gives you the choice to place your attention and your feeling only on what you desire. Does everybody see that? So somebody may say, so should I write down all of my intentions? I like to go with one specific area of your life. It may at a time. It may be health. It might be wealth. Michelle's was just love. It might be career. But boy, you are the actor in your own life. So acting as if really means that, hallelujah, it is on its way. Because that vibration begins to conspire. And it begins to bring little bitty glimpses of it's on its way. And as I said earlier, your brain and your subconscious says, he's already rich. Because you got to remember, your subconscious does not know the difference between what's real and what's false. So all of these years that you've been saying and feeling, I'm not good enough. Excuse me, I'm not smart enough, I'm poor. Your subconscious says, let me give him or her more of that. So really, when you're acting and being as if, then you are really reprogramming your subconscious mind. You know, and just like I had to do a couple of days ago, I mean, you know, when my mind was like, how is this going to happen? Remember, the how is up to God. And when I just gently took myself back and I saw myself at this event speaking, I saw all of the people saying, oh my God, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. You know, everything went so smoothly. When I put myself in the vibration of that, then when I finished, the Spirit just gave me some more ideas. And basically what the Spirit said to me, and I'm saying to you, if you're in business, this is off the subject, but it's really on, you know, expect obstacles, but don't engage with the problem or obstacles, engage with the possibilities. So that was the upgrade that I received right there in the middle of me, acting as if it's a powerful tool. The Bible says, when you pray, believe you receive it. So when we are acting or being as if, we are believing. We know that we have it. It may not have manifested on the physical plane of our being, but it's ours now. So I love it, as I said with Michelle, that you're using all of your senses. You're writing, you're seeing, you're talking it out loud, you're declaring and decreeing, and you're feeling. And we know that it is your feeling that is the fuel for what you desire. I remember Reverend Ike used to say, feeling gets the manifestation. Okay, everybody understand that? So you're going to write it down. You might have five different act as if scripts that you've written down. You can add to them. You can make a more detail, etc. And so, or you could just pick one ideal scene. Let's just say if you desire a different career, you can just choose one scene to act as if. It might be you sitting in your new office that has a great view. You have beautiful windows and you're sitting in there with the door closed and you're like, man, this is the life. Don't put your feet on your desk. Does everybody see that? And so you are simply living your dream in your thinking and in your feelings. And I can just tell you from experience that pretty soon it will become a part of you. It will become your being. So let me talk a little bit about the being part. So we talked about acting as if, but we're talking about being as if. And when I asked Michelle, how can you begin to be the thing? Because we already know that you have to be the thing before you have it. So being is really your identity and your core feeling or your core beliefs. So when she began to think about this is the love that I have, I said to her, how can you begin to be that every day? And the simple example that I gave her was being disciplined every day to make up your bed. And as she's making up that bed every day, because when you're married, y'all, you can't leave your bed undone, right? It shouldn't be undone even when you're not married. But as she's making up that bed every day, she's thinking, wow, it feels so good to have love in my life. So she's being it every day. So it's the being part of you is who you are. You're being more of the energy of what you desire. So when you're being as if it's your identity, her identity is, I am married. I have love. Your identity might be, I am healthy. I'm at my ideal weight. You're no longer acting. It's moved over in the being. It's who you are. So you really embrace the state of being, but then on the outside, it will begin to manifest something great for you. I just use me for an example. You know, the example that I gave about my clients and how 2 decades ago I didn't have coaching clients and I had this big calendar. You've heard the story, and I put fake names up there. But then I began to be it. I began to prepare my coaching models. I began to talk about it. And then when I got one client, I was so radically grateful for that one client. I talked about all of my clients that would come from the Northwest, East, and South. And I would declare and decree, God, I thank you for clients that are coming from Northwest, East, and South. This was before I was even on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I did not know how. I don't have to preach that sermon again, do I? You don't have to know how. You just have to identify what you want. Write it down or get clear about it. Write it in the present tense. You're writing an ideal scene. It's as detailed as possible. You're going to add to it. It is emotional. It is colorful. You're watching how people, when you visualize, you're going to watch how people respond to what's happening in your life, etc. And as I said to Michelle, it's really an easy way for you to visualize. Whenever I just the other day when I went through my little thing that I went through, my little being human, it was so easy for me to close my eyes and just visualize me living from the end. It's mine now. You know, just feeling it, seeing the people respond back to me, etc. So, as I said, when you embrace the state of being, your outside will reflect that. So, you know, you have 24 hours a day. And your being, whatever you're being, thinking, and feeling is your core frequency. So let's just say we sleep 8 hours a day. What are you doing with those other 16 hours? You know, why not intentionally begin to act as if and be as if what your intention is already yours? Folks, it's called faith. It's called believing that even though your five senses haven't seen anything manifest on the physical plane of your life, you're being grateful for it. Somebody said, I think Dr. Joe Dispenza said, that gratitude before something shows up is a signature that it ain't showed up yet. But I believe God so much that it's on its way that I'm being grateful for it. And, you know, and I would say the last thing in really acting and being as if would be grateful. Thank you, Spirit, that it's on its way. Boy, when you're in gratitude, boy, that vibration, I'm still learning about that vibration. But when you're radically, oh, God, thank you that it's on its way. Thank you for my new career. Thank you how I'm going to change the lives of others. Thank you how I'm going to pre-pave it for the employees that I am supervising. Does everybody see that? And so this is a powerful tool, because if you don't have something to keep you aligned with, focus in on, and the feeling and seeing only what you desire, then you're going to revert back automatically to see there, folks. I had intentions for 2020 and nothing happened. And so what happens is a lot of time people get distracted and they're like, wow, I don't know. I just sort of got distracted. But this one tool, and there are many more that I'm going to be sharing with you, this one tool will really keep you on track. It's a powerhouse. It's a powerhouse. It keeps you in faith. And I just love what the Bible says in the Old Testament. God said, whatever they have imagined to do, it will not be withheld from them. Your imagination and acting as if it's just really putting you in your imagination. Your imagination is so powerful, even God can't do nothing about it. In the Old Testament, it said God had to come down and change their mind because they were one vision and one language. You are powerful. You're not a victim. Get up off of your couch. I can see you over there in Europe. Get up off of your couch. You don't have to know how. You may not have anything, but can't nobody take your vision. Can't nobody take your thinking, your feelings, and your emotions. You can every day, no matter what your outside circumstances are. By the way, God is right there in the middle of your circumstances, and the glory and the power and the grace of God is bigger than your circumstances. So stop making your circumstances God. I've been there and done that where I was so pitiful. But getting back to this, can everybody see how powerful this is? So take the time to do the inner work and you will reap the results. I'm not telling you something that in theory, I'm telling you something that I have lived and that I am living. Everything I've ever manifested, from all of my homes to traveling to love to even my wardrobe to standing on the stages of the world, I first became the thing that I wanted to manifest. And it's a universal law. You're special, but you ain't that special that this law wouldn't work for you. So you have to make a really conscious decision. What are you going to do with the 16 hours that you have left that you are awake every day? Are you going to be looking at TV? Are you going to be on social media? What are you going to be doing? Because only you can begin to create the best version of your life. God has given you the power. You got the power, baby. What are you going to do with it? So begin acting as if. This is so good. I'm excited, y'all. Can you tell? I can't remember if I said this or not, but make sure that you visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And while you're on that website, I know this show has been a blessing to you. And I'm asking you to make your generous donation so that I can serve people in third world countries and in areas where people just don't have it. I'm going to go and really speak so that would pay for my travel. I'm going to Africa, by the way. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad I mentioned this. I'm going to Africa in August. And so it will help me to really minister, reach out and touch the lives of others. And giving is a universal law. I've given to you. I give you the best first class experts, yours truly included, every week, that you can take and implement in your life and change the lives of others. So I'm thanking you in advance for being open and for your generosity. And tell five of your friends about this show. Share this on social media. Share my show on social media to your friends. And I think that is it. So I am excited to hear about how this acting as if and being as if too is working for you. Hey guys, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and just share with me some of your powerful manifestation stories. And I just declare and decree that 2020 is the beginning of some of the best years of your life. Are you in agreement with me? Okay, everybody, just have a fantastic week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.